Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on a Wednesday morning. And our Halloween spooktacular is going to begin in a little bit after the news. But right now, we want to talk about something very important. Tomorrow, we'll start the month of November. And that would be Movember to a lot of people who participate in Movember. It's the Global Men's Health Charity Foundation that exists to raise money and awareness for men's health issues and mental health issues as well. And the idea is, in the month of November, if you want to participate, shave completely clean, which I will be doing tomorrow, and then start growing a mustache and maintaining the mustache and a mustache only throughout the month of November. I will have my Movember updates every day and my Movember count that you can help me to reach my goal of raising some money. And I've been doing this for a while now. And it's a pretty important organization. And my guest right now is Richard Losing. Rich is the head of Major Gifts for Movember. He's a 10-year participant. And people from around the world are going to go clean-shaven, grow a mustache, only a mustache, to raise funds and awareness for men's health. You can check out Movember.com for more information on how you can get involved and how you can learn more. Let's welcome Rich to the show. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Nick. How you doing? Thanks for having me, my man.
Pretty good. So welcome back, and let's talk a little bit about Movember. Tell everybody, I gave the basics, but tell everybody about the organization.
Yeah, so the Movember Foundation, it started in 2003 in Melbourne, Australia. A couple of Australian guys just wanted to grow mustaches for a month and do something good. And here we are 16 years later, and over 5 million people have participated in Movember, growing mustaches for the month and doing a lot of great fundraising activities, parties, fitness stuff. Just, it's been a fantastic worldwide movement, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it now. I'm trying to remember how many years I've been growing the mustache for Movember. I think this is maybe the seventh or eighth year that I've been doing it.
Oh, awesome! So you're a vet, then? That's perfect.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. And I grow the. I know there are different types of mustaches, Rich, that people grow, but I do the Fu Manchu when I grow out my mustache, because normally
that's
I have a
strong move.
Normally I have a beard year round, but I'm just going to shave all that off tomorrow and start on my Fu Manchu. So Rich, you've been a participant now for 10 years. How did you personally get involved?
So it's funny, I moved, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I moved from the Midwest out to LA for law school back in 2009. And literally one of my buddies in school just said, "Hey, do you want to do Movember this year?" And I said, "I don't know what that is." And he said, "Well, we grow mustaches, we raise a little bit of money for men's health, and then we have a big party at the end of the month." And I said, "That sounds like the perfect charity for me." I was like, you're telling me no 5K, no exercise stuff, just raising awareness and growing a silly mustache? I'm in. Sign me up. And I just fell in love. It was a great time. A lot of great parties. Every local community has their own events. And we're very, very heavy on the fundraiser-led events and parties. And it was just a great time. And it stuck. And 10 years later, here I am, still loving it. Now have the honor of working for the foundation full time.
Yeah, and so you started. How long ago did you start working for Movember? And you recently became the head of Major Gifts.
Yeah, so I started in June of last year. It was perfect. I'm a recovering attorney turned to recovering financial advisor, and now I'm a traveling mustache salesman, which has been my dream job all along. So, started in June of 2017, fell in love doing development, meeting some of our amazing supporters all across the country, and now I'm head of the Major Gifts Department to kind of steward and cultivate people that want to make more significant financial contributions to the organization.
That's great. Now let's tell people how you know, first of all, because you don't have to be a guy to be involved in Movember. You could be a woman, you could be a kid, you could be whatever. But first of all, tell us how the guys can get involved, how they can start their Movember page and do their Movember tracking of their Movember mustache.
Absolutely. So the first thing that we encourage everybody to do, man, woman, child, dog, whatever, is to sign up on Movember.com. We want to get people on the website so not only can they see all the information and resources about men's health and all the great work that we're doing, but so they can create their MoSpace page and really start tracking their progress throughout the month. And for the mustaches, it's basically, you know, put a picture up there, set a fundraising target, and just grow your stash. You have, like you said, start clean shaven and grow the style of mustache that suits you the best. maybe snap some pictures throughout the month, and really just tell people what you're doing, why you're doing it. We call the mustache our hairy banner. You know, it's a great way to get the conversation started, particularly if you're not a guy that usually sports a mustache. Your friends and family will usually say, "Hey, man, what's going on your face?" It's a great opportunity to start that conversation about men's health and the really important things that men need to be doing to take care of themselves.
What's really funny is that I've been doing this now. I believe this is my eighth year. Yeah, like I said, it's my eighth year, and so this will be the eighth. Okay. This will be the eighth Thanksgiving where I've spent it with my parents with a mustache.
Oh man, that's great to hear. And you know what's funny is I talk to a lot of guys that they'll have the cold feet about going home or visiting family with the mustache. And I'm like, do it. Trust me. You won't regret it. And I've actually heard some really great stories. One Mobro that I talked to recently said he was hesitant and went home for Thanksgiving with a mustache, and his family was all asking about it. And his uncle actually, as a result of the conversation, went to the doctor to get a checkup and realized that he had prostate cancer. And luckily, he found it early enough. It was treatable, and now he's cancer-free. But it's stories like that really, you know, hit home for me and make me understand why November is so important, because it does start that conversation. It encourages guys to really take action if they're not feeling right or if they just haven't seen a doctor or talked to anybody in a while. And Thanksgiving is the perfect time because that's when everyone's home, everyone's talking to family and friends. So I highly encourage all of our Mobros to keep those stashes through Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So as a 10-year Mobro, during that time, you've raised over $22,000 just from your Mobro pages, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a wild ride. The key to my success is I'm a bit of a wordsmith, I like to think. So the incentive that I give everyone is if they donate $25 or more to my MoSpace page, I will write them a personalized poem on their Facebook wall. And people tend to love that, especially the ladies for some reason. Women love to have beautiful poems written about them on an annual basis. So it's been a great fundraising mechanism for me. But I know a lot of our Mobros and Mosisters around the country have a lot of great ways that they raise their own monies to incentivize their friends and family to do cool activities and have parties. So the possibilities are endless when it comes to different ways to raise money.
What are some of your favorite ways that you've heard the Mobros and Sisters raising money over the years?
Well, one thing, too, and you want to be very clear, is that you don't have to grow a mustache to participate in November.
Right.
We're cognizant that not everybody can grow a mustache. So there's several other ways. One is every year we try to have some sort of fitness challenge, because part of men's health and health generally is just being proactive, getting out there, trying to get a workout in, maybe break a sweat every day or a couple of days. So this year our Move Challenge is we're encouraging everyone to walk or run 60 miles. Each of those miles representing the number of men that take their own life every hour. Mm. So we're encouraging men and women and everybody that's participating to set that fitness goal of 60 miles this month. So that's one great way. But even hosting an event, and it could be a fitness-related event, it could be just a happy hour or a costume party or whatever it may be, and just find a cool way to get people together for this shared cause, get people excited about whether it's just about growing mustaches or if it's, you know, you're really heavy into one of the certain causes. The three that we, you know, fund globally are prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health suicide prevention. Whatever it may be, just get people together, have a good time, raise awareness. If you can raise a little bit of money, that's even better. And yeah, just have a good time and enjoy it. And that's what November makes it so special, really, in my eyes, is that I like to think of us as the only really fun charity that exists, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not stale, we're not, you know, doing these things that you see a lot of other charities doing, and even though their causes might be great, I know sometimes people are looking for a good time to be had along with the great causes that exist out there. So
I would suggest that people, you know, go to Movember.com for all this information, to sign up for Movember and to get all the information there and to give money. But I keep track of my mustache and my Movember and the money that I'm raising. I have the app. I have the Movember app, and that's how I use it. So I use it on my phone. I take the picture on my phone, and then it's really, really simple. I shave every day, take a picture, do an update, post something on it, and I use the app, which is very, very easy to do.
Oh no, the app's great. I have it in my phone. I suggest that all of our Mobros and Mosisters download the app. It's super user friendly, easy to use, a lot of fun. I have to ask you, Nick, how how great is your mustache? Are you one of those guys that's, you know, follically gifted? Can you grow a pretty solid mustache?
Yeah, I can. I'm pretty good on the facial hair. Yeah, the mustache is good. So, you know, the reason I do the Fu Manchu is because I'm actually one of these guys that can connect their goatee or their, you know, the lower half, because some people can't do that, can't connect the lower part of their facial hair with the mustache. But I have the ability to do that, so that's why I opt for the Fu Manchu.
That's awesome. It's a strong mustache, and I'm one of those people. I have facial hair envy because I've never been able to grow a great mustache. And I see guys that can grow like a full Selleck mustache in like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and it takes me like 2 weeks before anyone even realizes that I'm trying to grow a mustache.
But I can't do the full Selleck. I will say this because that's a pretty impressive mustache. But it's a mustache. It's a real mustache, so it does look like a mustache. Now, so what kind of mustache do you grow, especially for someone who's phallically challenged, like you say?
Well, you know, it's funny. So I look at pictures when I grew my mustache back in law school, and I was, I don't know, 24, 25, and it's come a very, very long way. I don't know if I hit a second puberty or what happened. So I will say it looks much, much thicker and stronger than it did. But it's still, you know, I have a huge gap in the middle. So that's a big struggle. But one thing I've learned over the years after kind of growing it out, and sometimes I'll go an extra month or two after November, bring it into Christmas and the New Year. But I've learned that if I let the outsides go, I can get a nice twisty handlebar, like a Raleigh Fingers style mustache.
There you go.
It actually looks pretty good. Yeah. So that's kind of been my go-to. But again, it takes me like 2.5 months to even get somewhat close to that.
Well, you know, one of the other things, besides this being a great organization and raising money, and the idea is to, you know, is to raise as much money and awareness as you can, which I'm setting my goal this year at $1,000 to raise, and I hope to raise that, you know, via my friends and my listeners and all that stuff. One of the other fun things about it, though, is looking at all the other, going to Movember and looking at all the other mustaches, because there's such a variety of mustaches out there and styles. That's also adds to the fun of just, you know, Movember in general.
Oh, absolutely. And what's cool is you can kind of just scroll through different MoSpace pages and look at the different team names. What's cool is you can participate not only on your individual page, but you can link your individual page to a team. So if you're at a workplace or in a community group or whatever, you can all participate in Movember together and tally your total of your fundraising and the amount of miles that you've moved together. So it's cool. And you can look through all the different teams across the country and across the world to see what people are doing, how their mustaches are looking, how they're getting involved, different parties they're having. And it's great. It really creates that sense of community,
right,
that I think Movember brings to the table, which makes it such a special organization.
I say really quick before we close here, congratulations to you. Your Movember team is called Stash Money Records. And last year you guys raised $188,777. So congratulations on that. You're doing a great job. And I'm looking forward to participating and shaving and getting that mustache going tomorrow.
We're looking forward to it too, Nick. Thank you so much. And again, I just hope everyone signs up on Movember.com and helps us change the face of men's health.
Got it. Richard, thanks very much, man.
Take care, man. Thank you very much.
There you go. There's Rich Losing, everybody. Rich is a member of Movember. He is the head of Major Gifts, and he's a 10-year participant. Beginning tomorrow, people from around the world will go clean shaven, grow a mustache, and only a mustache for the month to raise funds and awareness for men's health. Go to Movember.com for more information. You can sign up, you can join a team, you can donate there, and also get the app, the Movember app, which is the easiest way to participate in Movember and to keep track of if you're growing a mustache. That's the way to do it. That's the way I do it. So clean shaven tomorrow, and then my mustache begins. And I hope you guys can can join up and on my MoSpace page and donate a little dough. I would really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then it's the 21st annual Halloween Spooktacular. All right, we'll be right back.